Hello and welcome to another Real Clear. We're glad you could join us today. Today we're talking about home inspections. So we have with us Denise Cook, who's the General Sales Manager, and Kaylee Norton, who's the Business Development Representative for RIA, Residential Inspector of America. These ladies in this company know all about inspections, and we're going to hear about that. And I'm going to fire the first question to you, Kaylee. And if you could just explain in layman's terms, what does a home inspection cover?
Sure. So starting right off the bat, you know, the home inspection is going to be a snapshot of the current condition of your home. And that provides critical knowledge to every potential buyer. So it's going to have the nitty gritty, the details of everything that you need to know about your home's condition, you know, moving forward in the home buying process or even the selling process. So that information provided from the report allows that home buyer to make the best decision possible. And it also sets up your realtor to be able to negotiate with more information than ever.
Perfect. And by the way, I want to explain to everyone, a lot of these questions that we're going to ask are fully explained in a really, really cool pamphlet that RIA has put together. And it is the Buyer's and Seller's Guide to the Home Inspection. It has everything in there that you would need and more. So I would highly recommend getting a copy of that, and we'll give you some information on how to get that later on. But that's where a lot of these questions are coming from. But boy, does it break it down very well, and you guys have done a terrific job with that. In terms of home inspections, when exactly do they happen? When are they conducted?
That's a great question. We're seeing more pre-listing, even during, you know, a pre-listing option, but really right when you're going to do the inspection is when you've put in your offer and you're ready to go. You're right before contract, going into contract. So that's the best time to be, you know, very aware. But also when you're selling a home, using a pre-listing inspection is actually really important as well. I'm not sure if you are familiar with the pre-listing inspections.
No, please let people know, because I think I'm not sure it's traditional, but boy, right. It makes a lot of sense. And as a realtor, I always recommend it to my sellers, but please tell us why it's important to do it.
We do too. And I'll tell you a little bit about why. Not only, you know, is that third party knowledge about the home going to save you a lot of stress, you know, and any surprises when you're getting into contract and things like that. But also, our data shows that homes selling with a pre-listing inspection sell for more at a higher price and also faster than ones without.
That's really interesting. Really interesting. I have always felt like, from a seller's point of view, the seller is offering transparency to a potential buyer. If you're saying, look, I've already had this thing inspected, you're welcome to look at it. It just says, I take care of the home. I have nothing to hide. And we've had a professional that will sort of attest to that. So to me, it makes a lot of sense. And then, of course, after you mentioned, after the offer is accepted, if you're buying a home, then that's traditionally when you would have an inspection done. And there is, by the way, I think people should know, generally there's like a 10-day period, or it's sort of negotiable inside the contract. But once an offer is accepted, you're in a time window, and that inspection needs to be done within that window. If not, the whole deal could be off, or you could be in a position as a buyer where you cannot ask for things to be repaired. So it's very important to understand that there is a time frame once that offer is accepted that you need to go ahead and get something done there. By the way, we're speaking again with Denise Cook, the General Sales Manager, and also Kaylee Norton, the Business Development Representative for RIA, Residential Inspector of America. And you can get in touch with them to schedule an inspection at 904-590-1306. Or you can go for more information to www.residentialinspector.com. Denise, I'd like to ask you about this. If I'm a seller and I've, you know, accepted an offer, what do I need to do if an inspector's coming? What do I need to do to get my home ready so that the inspector has access?
Well, a few tips would be to make sure that they have access in the garage. You never, ever want them to say area is inaccessible. Also, make sure they have a clear pathway to get up into that attic space to take a look. And, you know, that there isn't things blocking all around the house. They're going to check all the GFCIs. They're going to test all the appliances. So really, it's just making sure everything is accessible.
There are different types of inspections, right? I mean, you have a full home inspection, which I think, Kaylee, you sort of went over earlier when we first started. But what can you explain the different types of inspections and when you might want to order them in addition to a full home inspection?
Sure. I mean, really here at Residential Inspector of America, we are a one-stop shop. So we're not just offering just basic plans here. We're really customizing and according to your needs. For instance, you know, in Florida, you're going to have a lot of pool inspections. We do that. We're going to have, a WDO inspection. We're certified to do that as well. We're really a one-stop shop that can rope everything into one visit. And we, just like you were speaking to earlier about how critical time management is when we're getting the deal done, our inspectors are only scheduled 2 inspections a day because we want to guarantee that you get the report the same day. We have a same day guarantee for the report to come to you. And also for you to have that, again, time management to get the deal done. So we do literally everything except for septic in Florida.
So WDO means wood destroying organism. You know, fun fact, there is a termite colony in every quarter acre. So think about those housing communities or those houses are real close together, how many termite or bug colonies there can be. So we all want that clear WDO, especially if they're vets that are getting approved to purchase. They have to have that clear WDO.
Great. I mean, that's very important. And the quarter acre thing, I think people get a little scared of that. But when you live in the South, termites are just a fact of life. There's some
absolute
really
bugs
good
in general.
Yeah.
Prime weather for that, isn't it?
But there are terrific programs out there that keep your home safe from termites. You know, your home's not going to fall apart. And hopefully the owner that has owned the home that you're buying it from understood that and has a termite bond and all of those kind of things, which are available out there. But don't get scared of that. It's not something to be too concerned about. It's
absolutely
just part of living
not.
In Florida and other states in the South. And actually, I think they're even going farther north as we speak. But
just touch off on that as well. Yeah. As, you know, our inspectors, you know, here at RIA, we've done over 150,000 inspections. So in Florida, don't get worried. We've seen it all, you know, don't be afraid if you got some termites or anything like that. It's very, very, common in Southern states. And also you have a lot of wood frame, you know, builds and also just older homes sometimes, especially in Jacksonville, you have some 1920s homes and things like that, that it just comes with the territory. We've seen it all. We're happy to help. We're the experts. We're ready to take on the termites.
Absolutely. And by the way, again, I just want to remind everybody, a lot of these questions are coming. Oops. Yeah, that's right. A lot of these questions are coming directly from a pamphlet that RIA provides, and it is terrific. It is called The Buyer's and Seller's Guide to the Home Inspection. And I'm telling you, you need to get this if you are getting ready to sell your home or to buy a home, or if you've never done any of this before. It's very good in very, very good layman's terms. There's also something called the 4-point and wind mitigation. What are those inspections?
Well, the 4-point is that general 4 points within a home, and the wind mit talks about the velocity of wind that your roof can handle. Right now, we're offering those free with every full home inspections through the end of June. That is a promo we're running. But these are something that's usually done for refinancing. It will give you a break on insurance. So it's always recommended to do those regularly. Also, investors like to use it to get an idea of current general condition.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you hit on something important. I think a lot of times people feel like inspections are almost things to be afraid of, you know, if it's going to reveal something, it's going to be bad and all that. But But there are elements of the inspection. And the truth is, they really reveal things, yes. But everyone I've spoken with says basically very few deals fall through because of an inspection. They most homes are in pretty good shape. But if there are major issues, don't you as a home buyer want to know that before you actually consummate that deal? So they're not things to be afraid of. They're things to welcome and understand exactly what you're getting into when you're making this type of financial commitment. So important to know all those things. Yes.
Exactly. And, you know, it's the same with any investment, that a large investment that you're really going to make. You buy a car, you know, you want to get the Carfax and things like that before you get down the road and it breaks down, right? That causes a lot of unnecessary stress, and we want to alleviate that for sure. And we're here to help. We create a line of communication between the client and the inspector. If you have any questions or concerns, we want to make sure that the clients feel comfortable as well with what the information we're providing them.
So our IA has something that's really unique, and I think it's a wonderful tool. It's something called Repair Pricer. So Kaylee, can you explain what that is?
So with each full home inspection, RIA includes a complimentary repair pricer report through our Home Binder platform. This report provides repair estimates outlined in the home inspection report by using AI to get local contractor estimates. Pretty cool.
I mean, it's fascinating. And, you know, people, you say AI, used to be people got a little scared of it. Now they're getting used to it and they're thinking, wow, this is a great tool. So to incorporate it in something like this is really, really valuable.
Absolutely. It's very accurate as well. One of the things about the tool is its accuracy. The estimates are generated by specific zip codes for geographic accuracy. So we're not pulling from, you know, quotes from another state or a very general broad area. We're using zip codes to do so. So you can expect, you know, an estimate from somebody within your zip code right down the street.
Which is great because prices do vary quite a bit, even across town. So nice to have that, and what a great tool it is. You mentioned the report, and if you've never seen a full home inspection report and it comes in, it can be a little daunting, but you're paying for something that is going to be inclusive of everything. So there may be some things on there that you're like, oh my gosh, if there is all of this wrong with the house. No, they're just giving you pictures and photographs to tell you this is fine, but it's also proof that the inspector did what they needed to do. So don't be intimidated when you get this ridiculously in-depth report. It's really a good thing. It's a great thing. And most of the time, there may be a few minor issues on it, but not a lot of major ones. But it is important that you go through it in depth. Because
absolutely. Because knowledge is power in the home buying process, right? Knowledge is power. And we want to give you everything that you need to know, all the information about your home. But also we want to give our realtors the, you know, opportunity to kind of look through what the repairs are and really single out, okay, what is the budget for this? What is really needed and what is completely unnecessary? Sometimes things are listed that, do we really need it done or not? Just like you said. And that's one thing that we use this tool for, is to combat that deal killing language that might be, you know, overwhelming in a report, and really offering the opportunity to just give a tailored custom, you know, repair pricer.
You know, what's important about that too, is there are things that you may want to negotiate with the seller to have them make the repairs. But I have found when I bought homes that when you get that report, it's a great roadmap when you're a brand new homeowner to say, hey, this is something that I'm not going to worry the seller about. I can handle this myself. It's not a big deal, but it's nice to know that that's something that I probably need to take care of down the line. And when you have that, it's really wonderful to have as a new homeowner to know exactly what the layout of the home is and what might need a little bit of attention, if not immediately, sometime down the road. So,
and getting those accurate budgets, making that budget, you know, that way you can chip away at the work, you know, and I think it's a very helpful tool.
Absolutely. And that's Kaylee Norton, who is a business development representative with RIA, Residential Inspector of America. We're also proud to have Denise Cook, the general sales manager from RIA, joining us today. We're really nice. It's really nice to have you ladies. You can get in touch and schedule an inspection at 904-590-1306. Or to get more information, you can go online to www.residentialinspector.com. Is that correct? All right.
Absolutely. All right.
So one other thing here, two other things, actually. First, Homebinder. You have something called Homebinder. Can you explain to folks what that is?
Sure. Denise is the expert, I'm going to say, on the Homebinder, but I will start off by saying what she says every time. It is the Carfax of your home.
I love that. That's great. Everybody knows
it's the most relatable way. You know, we all want to see the Carfax. That's really what it is. And I'll let Denise go ahead and take on that one.
So for different generations, Carfax rings true. For others, you could think of it as a virtual filing cabinet in the sky. The homeowner can keep all their repair receipts in there. Let's just say they repaint their home. They're going to put their receipt in there and paint color. It is homeowner driven. This comes free with all of the inspections, but here's the plus side. It is branded with the realtor's information forever. So whoever is connected to that address is going to have their face and phone number on there. And we do that for free for agents at this time. It is an absolute amazing tool. I know that I like when I'm looking at cars to see what the Carfax is. So now you're going to be able to keep all that information in one place and reference that as a new home buyer. Like, I made this repair on this date and the wall color is now, you know, dove gray. And then that makes life a little easier for the next homeowner.
Boy, what a great thing. I mean, that's just great idea, especially for the next homeowner to have all that information, because so many times you're like, boy, I got to paint these walls, but I just want to repaint them the same color, but I don't know. There's no paint in there. What do we do here? That's great. That's
Homebinder will also send, you know, the client branded messages, reminders for repairs, things like that. Constantly. So this, for our agents, we really wanted to provide almost endless marketing when it comes to this tool. And that's exactly what it does.
Yes,
so Kayla, we have, go ahead.
Sorry. In addition to that recall check, everybody loves those recall checks that come every month. Same scenario, that you get the branded material every month with those, you know, clean this, do that. Upkeep maintenance items. It's a really great free tool.
That's fabulous. Really, really nice service that you provide. So Kaylee, I've given out ways that people can reach the company. Is there any other way that they can reach directly out to you or to anyone else?
Sure. I would love for anybody that has any questions, concerns, feel free to reach out to me. My business phone number is 904-696-4672. And then we'd also like to, you know, give everybody a code, the audience a code, if that's okay.
Oh,
the
please
code,
do.
Yeah, the code would introduce $25 off of your home inspection. Everybody cool with that?
Yeah, that's a great one. That's great.
Excellent. That code is the number 4YOU24, and that will give you $25 off any full home inspection.
Okay, one more time.
The number 4YOU24.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies, so much for talking to us about home inspections, about RIA, and some of the great products you have. Again, I want to plug this pamphlet, which is fantastic. If you need to know information about a home inspection because you're buying a home or you're selling a home, you really need to reach out and get this pamphlet. It explains everything you'd want to know, all the questions, in very easy to understand terms. Sometimes in this industry, we get caught up in acronyms and all kinds of other things. This pamphlet is what you need to sort of break those barriers down. But thank you so much. Okay, now let's go to the fun part here. You guys have lived in Jacksonville for a while, right? I know Kaylee hasn't. I know where Kaylee's from.
Well, I did live in Jacksonville for about 13 years before I went back to Nashville. So
okay. So you're a Nashville girl. You know some good music, right?
I was here when Freebird was still here.
Oh, cool. That's great. So let's talk
Yes.
just for a second. I'd like for each, either for both of you to tell me about some of your favorite artists or music, especially anybody that you've seen here. And then also any events or things that you think make Northeast Florida a great place to live.
I guess I'll go ahead and hop in there. So, gosh, I've seen a lot of different concerts and things like that, but I'd say probably my favorite would be the Garth Brooks concert. I got to go for free at the arena. I was working as a radio intern at the time, and for what is it, 97.9 Kiss FM. And we had people just walked up with extra tickets. I took one and went and saw Garth Brooks for free. That was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I bet it was. I bet it was. Any festivals or any other events that you like to go to here in the Northeast
Sure.
Florida?
I mean, nothing beats the Players, nothing beats the Players Championship. All of Jacksonville comes out. Even sometimes the schools take spring break, the kids aren't even going to school, things like that. It's just such a melting pot of culture here that I just absolutely love. There's always something to do before and after, and you just meet a lot of business connections, whatever you're there for, really. Friends, business, family, it really has something for everybody.
It really does. And from my point of view, Friday's the day when all the locals go. It's a great day to go because people like to get off work and take the last day and go from there. But those are
Absolutely.
great choices. But Denise, you got some stiff competition there. How about you? Music, what's your favorite?
Well,
And
I've only been here. I'm on my fourth year in St. Augustine Beach. I'm a Lake Tahoe, Northern California transplant.
oh gosh,
My
what a great
favorite thing
area.
is, pardon?
I said, what a great area that is.
Oh, yeah, it's a great place to be from. Yes, absolutely. I love being at the beach and no longer shoveling my way out every winter.
Hear you.
I love the Riverside Arts Market. That is like a staple. I love that. And the Taco Fest down there. Somebody's trying to get one of my friends are trying to get me to do the silent disco down there. I'm like, oh, that's going to be interesting.
I might see you
Because
there.
I'm a big music lover, so anything I can go to, but I am spoiled. I have the amp right here next to me. Just got to see Megan Maroney. She just won some CMT awards or CMA awards recently. So it was just a lot of fun to go and watch and see her. But whatever I can get into over there, I do. I'm also a military family, so whenever they get me those free tickets, I go with them.
Yeah, I
Anything,
don't.
I'll hear anything at Daly's Place. Yes.
Those are great choices. I love to hear about that. And obviously, you can't beat the beach at St. Augustine, too. So that's a good choice, too. Thank you, ladies, so much. Denise Cook, the general sales manager, and also Kaylee Norton, the business development representative for RIA, Residential Inspector of America. And you can reach them if you want to schedule an inspection at 904. 590-1306, or by going online at residentialinspector.com. And we have a code for you for $25 off of an inspection. And that code, one more time, Kaylee, is what?
Sure. It is the number 4, then the letters YOU, and then the numbers 2, 4.
All right. Thanks again. It's been a pleasure having you, and we really appreciate you coming on Real Clear. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank
Brian.
you for having us.
Hey, thanks for listening to Real Clear, talk about real estate in beautiful Northeast Florida. Brad and I would love to hear from you, so text us at 904-770-5350. That's 904-770-5350. Music's used by permission of Rambler Kane, and if you like him as much as we do, reach out to Rambler. He's not hard to find. He's at ramblerkane@gmail.com or ramblerkane.com and Rambler Kane Music on Facebook. See you next time.